The Philippine National Police to target illegal POGOs with new task force. The Philippine National Police, PNP, has announced the formation of a new task force aimed at intensifying the crackdown on illegal Philippine offshore gaming operators, POGOs. This decisive move comes as a response to the growing concerns over the unlawful activities associated with unlicensed POGOs, which have been linked to a series of crimes ranging from human trafficking to financial fraud. The new task force is structured into three main branches: administration, intelligence, and operations. Each will play a crucial role in the comprehensive approach to dismantling the illegal operations of POGOs. Under the administration branch, the task force will oversee the coordination and management of resources, ensuring that the operations are conducted efficiently and effectively. The intelligence branch will be responsible for gathering and analyzing information to identify the key players in the illegal POGO market, as well as to understand their methods of operation. The operations branch will carry out the strategic plans and direct actions to apprehend those involved in the illegal activities. The task force is a collective effort involving various units within the PNP. Contributions will come from the Directorate for Operations, which will provide strategic planning and oversight, the Directorate for Police Community Relations, which will handle the communication and engagement with the community, the Anti-Cybercrime Group, which will tackle the online aspect of the crimes, the Anti-Kidnapping Group, focusing on abductions related to POGO activities, and the Women and Children Protection Center, which will address the exploitation of vulnerable groups. Additionally, the Special Action Force will contribute its expertise in tactical operations, while the Highway Patrol Group will monitor and control the transport routes used by the criminal networks. The Aviation Security Group, Maritime Group, and Police Security and Protection Group will secure the nation's entry and exit points to prevent the escape of suspects and the trafficking of victims. The Directorate for Intelligence and the Intelligence Group will provide the necessary insights to guide the task force's actions. Legitimate industry turned inside out. The urgency of establishing this task force stems from the controversial history of POGOs in the Philippines. Several years ago, when the Philippine government increased taxes on POGOs, many operators shifted to the unlicensed market to evade these financial obligations. This transition has resulted in a surge of criminal activities, as these unregulated entities have also become hotbeds for criminal syndicates. Violent crimes such as murder and physical abuse have been reported, with some cases linked directly to disputes within POGO operations or as a means of enforcing illegal activities. Scams and fraudulent schemes are a significant part of the illegal POGO landscape, with operations often running sophisticated online scams that defraud individuals of large sums of money. Financial crimes extend to credit card fraud, crypto investment scams, and other forms of financial deception designed to steal from unsuspecting victims. There have been instances of high-powered firearms being found during raids on POGO establishments, indicating the potential for armed violence and the serious nature of the criminal elements involved. Allegations of espionage have also surfaced, with some illegal POGOs suspected of conducting surveillance activities and hacking government websites, posing a direct threat to national security. The involvement of POGOs in money laundering activities has been a concern, with these operations potentially being used to launder proceeds from various criminal activities. The illegal POGO industry has also been linked to the production and distribution of fake identification documents, such as passports, which are used to facilitate other crimes, including human trafficking and financial fraud. Tax violations are another aspect of the criminal activities associated with POGOs, with operators often evading taxes and contributing to significant revenue loss for the government. The sale of blacklist delisting services for workers to enter the country illegally has been reported, further complicating the regulatory challenges faced by authorities.